What did you think about Callista Pappas at the games, the 14-year-old?
What do I think about Callista? Callista's awesome. We've known the Pappases for 3 or 4 years now. Interacted with them, talked with them. They've been down here a couple times. They've come to a CrossFit Kids cert. You know, Callista's a competitor. And I love the fact that Callista gets it. It isn't just about going fast. It's about doing it right and with the intensity that's required. That workout, I'm not afraid to admit that I was crying when I was at the railing when she hit it. I wanted them to stop her. You know, bar hit her legs, and watching her get up and continue. Holy cow! It was incredible. It was incredible.
You're talking about at the games, correct?
At the games, the 2008 games. Absolutely. I was on the fence. I was obviously I'm not competing. I'm watching it, and she went over backwards, and that bar hit her legs, and I thought it hit her knees, and I thought, you know, they need to step in and tell her to back off, but. What a moment. For me, that's that wide world of sports kind of moment that we don't see too much anymore, that we, it's that agony of defeat, the guy tumbling down the hill, you know, that was drama.
She told me that 100 pounds was her one rep PR and that she'd only done it once, and day she went out there and did 30.
You know, so let's talk about that for a second. You know, here you've got kids who we were talking about this at lunch the other day. You know, they don't see obstacles. They look at it. I mean, did she look intimidated or scared? She went to rip and, you know, grip the bar, rip it up, put it up over her head. And what kind of form does she have to get the bar over her head? I mean, you're looking out at that. You're looking out at the technique on the out there. I mean, I'm sure you've filmed it. You've watched the video over and over again. Her technique is beautiful. You know, we talk about this, you know, how brave do you have to be to take your one rep max and dive under it over and over and over again? You know, how brave do you have to be to stand up after that one rep max, you know, lays you out and stand back up and pick it up and go? You know, there's some tenacity there, some bravery there that I admire greatly. You know, there was 3 or 4 kids who competed at the games. One from One World. I think his name was Josh, and Connor, and Callista. And you know, watching those kids, that particular workout, watching those kids take weights that were essentially, you know, heavier than them, pull them up off the ground and dive underneath it. Dramatic. And beat adults doing it. Yeah. What can you ask for more? These are kids who've been exposed to this kind of thing. But what do you? One thing to talk about in the kids cert is that kids learn from CrossFit things that you don't learn, that we don't readily teach them in life anymore. You know, life has gotten easy. If you go to a playground now, they have the monkey bars. They have, you know, foam padding all around, so if somebody falls off the monkey bars, they're not gonna get that bang up. You know, here, kid falls off a monkey bar, there's some consequences to falling off the monkey bar. there's some consequences in life and when you take those away, something different happens. You know, you talked about, you know, a tiger in a cage is different than a tiger in the wild. You know, these are tigers in the wild in the making. You know, what is a CrossFit workout? It's a goal. Finish the workout as fast as I can with as good a form as possible. What do I do when I look at a workout? I want to chip it away. Chip away at that workout. You know, we learn to do that. What happens? You know, you learn about failure. You learn about picking yourself up. These kids learn that. They learn it from watching their families do it. They learn from themselves. They learned that if they have a goal, if they just chip away at that goal, they'll get there. We don't really provide them those things in the real world anymore. We provide them every time they come in here for a workout. They chip away at it. They finish it. Also, we have long-term goals. They want to get a, you know, they want to get a, you know, Keegan wanted to be able to clean more than his body weight. So what does he do? He comes in here to practice his technique, practice his technique, practice his technique, practice his front squat. But one day, you know, it's 6-8 months into it, boom. You know, body weight clean. Beautiful technique, beautiful technique. Long arms, full extension, dropping under the weight.
Yeah, he looks pretty impressive.
So they have short-term goals. They learn how to chip away at them. They have long-term goals where they can plan and see in the future. And what's that translate to? It translates to a 14-year-old girl walking out onto a field, you know, with adults in an international competition. And there we go. International competition with, you know, star athletes and walking out there and appearing not to be intimidated at all. Getting out there and just doing it. You know, this is something there's something special there.